Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 681, and let's go for our golden scripture from what we dig, all the golden, that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, and it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, always pause yet save, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, said, I'm talking about the death of Christ, but I'm going to do it according to the scriptures. And when he was writing to the church in Corinth, there was no New Testament. So it means he has to go into the scriptures, which is what? The Old Testament. And that is what exactly what we did. We went to Genesis, we've been to Luke chapter 1 in the incarnation. We've done that already. We have looked at all the physical events that led to the death. We are now on the revelatory. And in looking for revelation, we said that Jesus said something very curious in Mark 11. He went with his disciples to Bethany. When we were going, he cursed the fig tree. When they were coming back, they said, Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. Then Jesus said, believe me, truly I say unto you that whosoever will say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. What is Jesus saying? You mean it's not the Pope, it's not the pastor who is going to speak to mountains. Every man whosoever can speak to a mountain, and the mountain will have to move, said yes, because God gave the man dominion. We've gone into Genesis 1 to look at the man God made and created. And we realize in Genesis 1:20, he gave him dominion. What kind of dominion is it? And immediately we've gone into Matthew 20 to look at the kind of dominion God gave to the man. Because Jesus said to them, he said, you will not rule over your fellow human beings like how the godless nations do. The godless rulers and the mayors and the governors and the princes and the kings and the presidents. He said, you won't do that. You won't do that. The dominion of Christ is not dominion over your fellow human being, said, no, that is not it. And so we want to look at one man who was supposed to be in the kingdom of God, but he wanted to rule like the godless nations. And what happened to him? So we have turned attention to Rehoboam, the son of King Solomon, Rehoboam. And I said to you in the previous episode that Rehoboam made a big mistake. Jeroboam is an industrious man who was prophesied to by the prophet Ahijah. And Ahijah told him that, listen, God has rent the kingdom from Solomon and given you 10 of it. The man fled to Egypt until the king died. And he was also with them in 1 Kings chapter 12 from verse 1. When all Israel gathered to make Rehoboam king, he was there. So when you see your substitute, as in football match, going up and down, warming up, what is the meaning of that? When you see your substitute warming up, what is the meaning of that? It means he's saying, I'm ready to take over. I'm ready to come in. You must go out and I am coming in. And when you see your substitute warming up, what should you do? You should play harder. You should do better. Wisdom says, no, you should prove yourself the more. But this man failed that. The counsel of the elders, he threw away and went for hot-blooded counsel from his own fellow friends and people he grew up with. Say, listen, tell them that you are going to make their burden grievous, that you're going to add more, and that your little finger is thicker than your father's loins or waist. Of course, you know how it went. You know definitely how the story will end. because there is something about the man that every leader must consider. Whatever you're doing, you have to consider. Men have got wills. When the man decides, I will not follow you again. Listen, there is nothing you can do. When the man decides, I will leave you forevermore. There is absolutely nothing you can do unless the person is a born again Christian who's got the word of God as the center of his life. Unless you have something like that, but if not, then you can't do anything about a man's will. I'm saying that when a man is subject to Christ, you know, you'll be able to speak to him, or the word of God will be able to guide him. The word of God will be able to guide him. But if not, there is nothing anyone can do about it. When a man says, no, I will not. When a man says, I will not. He will not. She will not. It is so true. And there is nothing you can do. So Jesus gave the solution. He said, if you are going to be a leader, be a servant first. Be a slave first. Don't lord it over the people. No, that is not the rulership, the dominion God gives to you. Not to dominate men, no. Not to rule over men, no. Not to flaunt your authority over men, no. Not to shout on them and show who is the boss, no. That is not why God gave us the dominion. He said, if you're going to be a leader, be a servant first. And if Rehoboam had listened, if he had listened to the counsel he was given, said, speak peaceably to these people, softly, gently to them, speak gently to them, you know. And often when you are leading people, oh, they can really infuriate you. They will make mistakes. You will talk. And it's as if it's falling on deaf ears. Sometimes you can get frustrated. Out of the frustration, you can talk anyhow to them. Like, oh, just get away. Let me, you know, okay. But at a point, even if the person is your child, the person can easily walk away from you. So a man's will. A man's will. God gave the man a will. Eventually, what did the man do? He gave the property God had given him to the devil, God's enemy. What can God do? What can God do? He has done it. The man has done it because he's got a will. So when you are dealing with men, you always have to remember the man has a will. And when the will turns, there is nothing anyone can do. Not even God. Not even because God created the man and gave him a will. It was intentional. You're so blessed. Please come back for more.